In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There's a growing trend in the toy industry towards what are called gender-neutral toys, ones that don't reinforce gender stereotypes like toys for a truck, like toy trucks for boys and lacy dolls for girls. But as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, those stereotypes are still hard to shake for toy makers and the parents who buy them.
Most toy aisles are no longer labeled boy and girl, but it's pretty clear. Blue packaging over here and pink over there. And there's this kind of marketing, too.
I'm in control. The newest Transformers figures have arrived.
Or
use the accessories to decorate and design your own style. Take your feet.
Toy industry analyst Richard Gottlieb says marketing around toys became increasingly gender siloed in the past couple decades, which you'd think would be bad for business.
The toy industry is one of the only industries that tells 50% of the population that they can't play with a particular toy.
But actually, marketing some toys exclusively for girls and others exclusively for boys pays off, says Elizabeth Sweet, a sociologist at San Jose State University.
But, you know, by making separate gender-coded versions of the same toy, now you can sell each family two or three versions of the same toy.
It's one reason toys are a $24 billion industry. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.